they sow seed. And we want to sow good seed. And that's what we're going to look at tonight, sowing good seed. If you take your Bibles and go to Mark chapter 4, we're going to look at this text in verse 26. Jesus speaking, and Jesus said, "So is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground," verse 27, "and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. But when the fruit is brought forth, immediately he putteth in the sickle, because the harvest is come." And he said, "Whereunto shall we liken the kingdom of God? Or what with what comparison shall we compare it? It is like a grain of mustard seed, which when it is sown in the earth, is less than all the seeds that be in the earth. But when it is sown, it groweth up, and becometh greater than all herbs, and shooteth out great branches, so that the fowls of the air may lodge under the shadow of it." And that's a mustard seed. That's how big it is. And that's how big of a tree it can grow into. I don't know how big they are, but I know they can grow. And they can protect the birds. So it starts out very small. You can see it's like just a little bit bigger than a grain of salt. But it grows. In Genesis chapter 8, in verse 22, it says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." If you read chapter 8 and in the context, you'll see that it's after Noah gets out of the ark. And I believe that this is the first law that's established after the flood. And that's the law of seed time and harvest. It's an immutable law. That means it's unchanging. That means since that law's been set, that law will continue to operate under the principles that God designed that law to operate as long as the earth remains. That's the law of seed time and harvest. That's the way it works, and that's the way it will continue to work until the earth is gone. Now, God set other laws in the scriptures, and he set them before the flood. In Genesis chapter 1, in verse 11, it said, "And God said, Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass and herb yielding seed after his kind, and tree yielding fruit whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God said that that was what?
Good.
Here's two other laws that God established. Number one, that the seed would be in itself. The law of the seed is in itself. And number two, that the seed is after its kind. Okay? The seed is after its kind. So far we saw the law of springtime and harvest, and that's going to continue to be in effect as long as the earth stays. We see the law of the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind. Now, what does that mean? That means that if we plant an apple tree, you know what we get?
Apples.
We get apples, because that's after its kind. It's an apple seed, and after its kind is going to be what kind of tree? We plant a peach seed, we're going to get what?
Peaches.
Peaches. You know why that is? It's because of the law, after its kind. The word kind in the Septuagint, which is the Greek translation of the Old Testament, is the word genos. It's the word for Genesis. It's after its kind. If we plant a cherry tree, what are we going to get?
Cherries.
See? These laws still work today, just as precise as they worked the day that God spoke them into being in the garden. They don't change. They're immutable. You see it? After its kind. And the seed has life in itself. In other words, when you take that seed out of that cherry and you plant it next year, you know what happens? It grows. You know why? Because of the law, life in itself. And also, what's going to grow next year? What kind of a tree? Because of the law, after its kind. Understand? Now, when you start messing around with God's laws, you get yourself in trouble. Hence, the whole homosexual movement. The whole homosexual movement is a blatant disregard and disrespect for God and for God's word. Because God said it should be after its kind. And if a boy was born a boy, he should remain a boy. He shouldn't try to turn into a girl or try to turn into a monkey or whatever they're doing today. You have no idea what they're doing today. It's disgusting. I was speaking to a nurse this week, a male nurse, and he told me that at the third Thursday of every month down at the big hospital in Philadelphia, they line up out the door. And guys are becoming girls, and girls are becoming guys, and guys are getting their Adam's apple shaved back so they can have a straight neck, and they're doing this, and they're doing that. And it's sickening. And I thought of the doctors that actually partake of these kind of operations, how devilish they got to be. Mm-hmm. To work for the devil, to be that disrespectful and blatant in rebellion against God. That guy, he's a guy. That's the way God wanted him to be. He wanted him to be a male. If you're a woman, God expects you to be a woman, a female. That's the way it works. When the devil gets involved, he gets people all messed up. The law says after its kind, and the seed within itself, and the law of springtime and harvest. That means if you plant a seed, eventually you're going to reap a what? You're going to reap a harvest. Okay. Now you have four immutable laws that work together that produce a harvest, okay? The first one is everything after its own kind. I showed you that in Genesis. You plant a tomato, you get a tomato. You plant a pepper, you get a pepper. Everything after its kind. The second law is the law of the seed that's in itself. You take the seed out of the tomato, you put it in the ground, you know what? The life is in that seed. You can put it under a microscope. You can try and find out where it's at, but you'll never will. Because God put that life in that seed. To you, the seed looks dead, but it's not dead. It's alive. Number three, the law of seed time and harvest. Now, these three I've already taught you. Now, let me show you the fourth one. Pay attention. Here's the fourth one. The law of the earth bringing forth fruit of herself. Now, this is very important. The earth brings forth fruit of herself. Now, look at it. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Now, a little bit up the chapter in Mark, in verse 14, the seed that the sower was sowing is defined. And it says, the sower soweth what? The word. He sows the word. He sows the word. So the seed was the word. In verse 15, it says, and these are they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they had heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their what?
Hearts.
All right. It says, but when they have heard, where the word is sown, but when they have heard. You see? He was sowing the word. He was sowing the word. How was he sowing the word? However he was sowing the word, it says that they what? Heard. Heard. So the word had to be what?
Spoken.
Because you can't hear something unless it's spoken. You see it? He sowed the word. He spoke the word. That's how you sow the word. You speak it. And it says, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their what?
Hearts.
In their hearts, okay? At the top of the chart, it says, Mark 4:26, and he said, so is the kingdom of God as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Cast seed into the ground. In verse 15, we see that Satan comes and he seals that away which was sown in their hearts. In their hearts. Here we see that the seed was sown in the soil of the heart. The seed is the word, the spoken word. The spoken word is not sown in the ground. It's not sown in the dirt. It's sown in the soil of their heart. How do I know that? Because it says in the above verse, Satan cometh immediately and taken away the word that was sown in their what?
Heart.
The heart is the soil that the seed, the word, is sown in. Just like you take a seed and you would plant it in the ground, the seed of the word, the spoken word, is sown in the soil of your heart. You see it? It's very important. Because once it gets sown in the soil of your heart, it can conceive there and it can grow and produce. But it has to first be planted. So we see that the seed is the word. Now, Romans 10, verse 14 says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him in whom they have not what?
Heard.
You see it again? They got to hear in order to what? Believe. And how shall they hear without a what?
Preacher.
Because someone's got to speak the word. Now, it doesn't mean that it only has to be a preacher can speak the word, because you're all called to be ambassadors for Christ. And you've all been given the ministry of reconciliation, so you're all endued with that power and authority to speak the word. The gospel of Jesus Christ. That's how the word moves. But the word has to be spoken. It has to be spoken. In order for the seed to be planted, words must be spoken. See, this is a comparison. How can we compare, and what can it be compared to? Remember we read that? Well, he's showing you. He's comparing a physical farmer analogy to a spiritual reality. What Jesus is teaching is that just the same way a farmer would sow a seed in the ground and it would grow, the word, the spoken word, is sown in the heart of a believer, which is the ground, and it can grow from a believer. And once the word is sown in the heart of a believer, you know what a believer can then produce? He can produce the harvest, yes, but you know what he can produce? He can produce fruit. You can't have fruit unless you sow the seed, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Because there's power in God's word. There's power in the spoken word. And the word is the seed. It says it's an incorruptible seed in Peter. And when you plant that seed, you see the seed is in the word of God. You understand? It's in the promise. And when you hear the promise of God, when you hear the word of God, the seed is in that word. The sower soweth the word. When you receive that word and plant it in your heart, then that word is able to start to grow. So the four immutable laws we see working together to produce a harvest, to produce fruit, is this. The law of everything after its own kind. The law of its seed that's in itself. Remember I said the seed is in the promise, the seed is in the word? That's the law. It's after it's in itself. The word of God is what? Quick. And alive. See the word quick and living? The word living is the Greek word zoe. The word zoe means alive. It means breathing. That's what it means. It has life in it. So the word has the life, that seed of the word has life within itself. And when it's planted, and you plant it by speaking it, you can hear it. It can go down into your heart and it can get planted in your heart. In the soil of your heart. The law of seed time and harvest. The law of the earth bringing forth fruit of herself. Now this is the one that people don't see. The earth brings forth fruit of herself. We read that. The kingdom of God is like a man that sowed seed in the ground. And he went and he went and he came and he went. And it started, the blade sprung up. And he knoweth not how, because the earth bringeth forth fruit. Do you understand? So what does that mean? That means he planted the seed and went about his business, and a remarkable thing started to happen. It started to grow. You know why? Because there was life in the seed, and the earth produced, gave the seed what it needed to grow, and it grew, it brought forth fruit of herself. It brought forth fruit of herself. Now, if I had dirt here, and if I had a seed, and I put the seed in it, a little bit of water, a little bit of sunshine, sooner or later, you know what's going to happen? Going to bring forth of herself. You get it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to do anything else. I did what I was supposed to do. The seed is the word. The soil is the heart. You sow the seed in the soil of your heart by the words you speak. The sower soweth the word. He sowed the word. You sow the seed in the soil of your heart by the words you speak. The words you speak are seeds, okay? And you sow them when you speak. How come you think God's word is powerful, and how come you think that God's word can change people when they hear the word? They believe the word. They hear it, they believe it, it goes down into their heart, and then what happens? They get transformed. Their heart gets changed, right? Their heart's no longer angry. It's no longer bitter. It's no longer hateful. It's no longer jealous. Why? Because the fruit that's growing out of the heart is coming from the seed. And the seed is good seed. It's God's word. And it changes the person. Because out of the issues of the heart, out of the heart come the issues of life. Guard thy heart with all diligence, right? So that's how a person gets changed. He hears the word. The life is in the promise. The life is in the word of God. It sinks down into the heart, and then after a while, it starts to grow, and starts to grow, and starts to grow. And the more of God's word that you speak, the more of God's word that you hear, the more you can plant in your field, your heart, and your field. And you can have a crop full of fruit growing from God's word. And then that fruit will manifest itself in your life. You'll have peace where you never had peace anymore. You'll have joy where you never had joy before. You'll have love when you couldn't love before. You'll have comfort. You won't have agony. You won't have anxiety. The fears start to dissipate. Your body starts to get healthy. Your body responds to the power of God and to the name of Jesus Christ. Every time the name of Jesus Christ, see, Joe, if you could have just said God, that woman would have talked to you all day. And as wonderful as God is, and I'm not, without Jesus, you ain't getting there. And that's the crux. You got to get to Jesus Christ sooner or later. Because if you don't have Jesus Christ, you don't have the truth. You don't have the word. They'll let you talk about God all day long. They'll make it real generic. They'll sanitize it. Talk about God all you want. But once you start mentioning the name of Jesus Christ, that's when the claws come out. Because that's what the spirits hate. They hate the name of Jesus Christ. Because they have to bow to the name of Jesus Christ. They have to obey the name of Jesus Christ. Everything in heaven and earth has to bow to his name. And has to submit to it. And they hate it. Okay? The sower sows the word. Now, look at this. Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. A good man, out of the good treasure of the heart, bringeth forth good things. An evil man out of the evil treasure of the heart bringeth forth what?
Evil things.
Evil things. So, how do good things get into your heart? By the seeds that you put there. You understand? How do evil things get into your heart? By the seeds that you put there. How do you plant seeds? You do what?
Speak.
You
speak.
You speak. Right. Okay? So, Genesis teaches us everything after its own kind, and the seed has life within itself. All right? Now look at this again. Mark chapter 4, verse 26. And he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground, and should sleep and rise night and day, and the seed should spring up and grow, he knoweth not what?
How.
He threw the seed in the ground. And you know what he does? He goes about his business. He sleeps. He rises up night and day. And before you know it, verse 28, for the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. In other words, he did his part. And that's where it ended. What was his part? He cast the seed into the ground. You got it? Then he went about his business. And he doesn't know how things go or happen after that. But something started to happen, and eventually it says a blade came up. And why was that? Because the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. Now listen, if the word, the seed, is compared to the word spoken, if that's the seed, the word, and if sowing the seed is speaking the word or words. And if the soil is compared to the heart, then we got a tremendous truth and we have a tremendous warning. And the truth is this. If what I'm teaching you is true, then the words you speak are being sown in the soil of your heart. And you want to know something? You go about your business and don't give it a second thought. But because of the law that the earth bring forth fruit of herself, you know it's going to start growing? The seed that you planted. And because of the law, the seed's going to be after its kind, and the seed has a life within itself. You've already done everything you need to do. And now if that's true, you know what that is? That's a hole in a bag of seeds. Okay? Now let's see if you can get this. In your life, outside of here, where everybody's thinking about God and everybody wants to do the will of God. But when you leave here, the words you speak, okay, if they're not good words, say they're falling out and they get planted, according to the laws that I just showed you, they are going to produce fruit. They're going to grow of themselves because the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. And I want to tell you something, your heart will bring forth fruit of yourself too. All you got to do is put something in there for it to grow. And this will explain to you why people are so miserable. This will explain to you why people are so angry. It will explain to you why people are just such bad shape. You know why? Because for years and years and years, they've been speaking things that are negative. Speaking things that are full of fear. Speaking things that are not, that are contrary to God's word. But they don't understand that these words that they speak are seeds. And the seed falls into their heart. And you want to know something? It doesn't need them anymore. It's been planted. And because the life is in the seed, because the seed's going to bring forth after its own kind, and because the heart, the earth bringeth forth of itself, the heart is going to produce a field of anger, a field, a crop of hatred, a crop of bitterness. And for years and years and years and years, and then you know what starts to happen to those people? It starts to manifest physically in their body. They just look mean. They look angry. They look sad. And you know what they start to do? They start to look for things to go wrong. Do you know why they start to look for things to go wrong? Do you know why they become Eeyore? You all know who Eeyore is? Always me. It's a bad day. The sun shines out. Well, it's going to rain. No, the forecast says, it's like, I know the hurricane's coming. How are you going to talk to somebody like that? You whack them in the head with a board. Do you know why they're like that? Because of all the junk they put in their life over the years into their hearts, out of a good heart, out of good treasures in the heart, man brings forth good what? Things. But out of evil, what comes forth? So you want to know what's in their heart? Just listen to what they talk about. They talk about misery. They talk about, I can't do this. I can never do that. I'm going to fail. I'm just going to know that this is my arthritis. This is my sickness. And you want to know something? All those words that they're speaking are seeds. And because there's a law involved that they don't understand it. Look, it's the same law. When you speak the word of God, you plant the seed. And you speak the word, and you speak the word, you see the word, you believe the word, you keep planting the word in your heart, in your heart, in your heart. You know what happens to you? You change. Why do you change? Because the fruit is growing. It's permeating your body. That's why you change. Okay. Well, if faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God, then fear comes the same way. Fear cometh by hearing and hearing the word of the world, the word of the devil. It grows the same way. That's why I warn you about the TV. I warn you about politics. All of that junk. Don't let that stuff spew out of your mouth. You may just think, oh, they're words. Oh, he's an SOL. He's no good. He's that. He's that. Well, you're just sowing words of bitterness, of anger. And those seeds are going to grow. And you want to know what's happening? You're going to be an angry person. And then this is what's going to happen. The anger that you have planted in your life will start to manifest itself in other areas. So because you're mad at the Democrats or at the Republicans, okay, the anger that you plant in your life because of the Democrats or the Republicans, you'll manifest, and you'll know what you'll manifest it in? You'll manifest it against your husband. You'll manifest it against your wife. You'll manifest it against your boss. You know why? Because of the law. You have seeds. You have anger growing inside of you. You have bitterness growing inside of you. You have judgmental attitude growing inside of you. Okay? Critical attitudes. If some people hear the word Democrat, no good thing, they think. Some people hear the word Republican, no good thing. Why is that? You know why? Because they watch ads, because they read crap, because they have their own political agendas and opinions, and they speak those things, they believe those things, they plant them in their hearts, and that's the way they manifest. People plant seeds in their hearts, and they don't even realize it, because you speak to plant the seed. And if you're a bitter person, if you're a hateful person, if you're a jealous person, and you're always speaking that stuff, you know what you're going to produce? More jealousy, more hate, more anger. That's why we tell people, you want love, you want someone to love you, give them love. Speak words of love. I used to say it like this: if you want a friend, be a friend. That's how you get to have friends. You want a friend, be a friend. You want love, you know what you sow? You sow love. You know why? It's a law. Where's the law? Galatians. This is the law, another law. For God is not mocked. Be not deceived, for God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also what?
Reap.
That's a law. You understand? That's a law. Whatever you sow, you're going to reap. So, what are you sowing? Here's the thing. The words that are coming out of your mouth are what you're sowing. That's why if you want to help someone and bless them, yeah, you need to confront them. Yeah, you need to convict them. But then you know what you need to do? You need to encourage them. You need to love them. You need to tell them that they're God's best. You need to tell them that they can do all things through Christ. You need to tell them that God's their sufficiency. You need to tell them that in all these things they're more than conquerors. You understand? You need to tell them that. Why? What are you doing when you're telling them that? You're planting seeds. You know, I've told people they're wonderful, 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 when they're not wonderful. But you know what I'm doing? I'm calling things that aren't as if they were. I'm planting seeds. And you know what happens? They listen, and sooner or later, one of those wonderful seeds sneaks by and gets down into the soil of their heart. And then they get a strange thought one day. They get up in the morning, and the sun is shining, and you know what they think? What a wonderful day. And then they scratch their head and say, did I say that? Well, what is that? You're planting seeds. You understand? That's how you encourage people. That's how you build up people. That's how you work with people. It's a law. The seed is in the word. The seed is in the promise. If you give them the promise and they hear it and it gets into their heart, your job's done. Because of the law, what's going to start to happen? It's going to start growing. Now listen, if you plant one good seed and then you go and plant a field full of weeds, it's going to be hard to grow. And if you read chapter 4, you'll see that there's a condition that exists there where the sower sowed the seed, but the weeds grew up and it choked it. You know? So there's some maintenance involved. There's some things that you have to do, a little bit of work. You can't just hear the Bible Listen carefully. You can't just hear the Bible once a week for an hour and then go out and sow weeds for the other X amount of days of the week. Because you know what you're doing? You're killing the word that was sown. The word still will grow. There's nothing wrong with the seed. It's the harvest. It's the farmer. It's me, O Lord. What am I doing to promote the growth of this seed? You don't plant a seed. You know, one time I was new to the swimming pool arena. And we had a built-in pool when we moved here. So I took the cover off of the pool. It was a black cover, right? I put it on the ground. Now, this cover is 20 by 40. Okay, so I go back cleaning the pool, whatever. The cover was on the ground for about, 3 hours, 2 hours. When I took the cover off the ground, guess what? No more grass. I had a big black rectangle, a big brown rectangle in the back of my yard for like months. Because you know what I did? It was hot out, right? You know what I did? I killed the grass. It was beautiful grass before I put the cover on. Guess who never put a cover on the grass again? See, and that's, you don't want to do that with the word. You don't want to hear the word and not be a doer of the word. Because then you're just playing games. You deceive yourself. This is why Proverbs 18:21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. So when you speak, speak words of life. Speak words that are going to produce life. And life is from God's word. This is a remarkable verse. James 1:26. If any man among you seem to be religious, in other words, that means I am presenting myself as a spiritual individual. That's what that verse is saying. And bridleth not his tongue. Now the word bridle means control it. Okay? He deceives his own heart, the way the text reads. He deceives his own heart. And this man's religion is vain. You see? The reason why he deceives his heart, because he acts one way. He acts religious. But his tongue speaks words that aren't religious, that aren't spiritual. And those words go down to the soil of his heart. Now, he's acting one way. How can he do that? You know how he can do that? Because he's acting up here. He's mentally ascending to the word, and he's acting spiritually up here. But God doesn't look up here. You know what the Bible says? God looketh, thus seeth not as man seeth. Man looketh on the outward appearance, but God looketh where?
On the heart.
You understand? So, he's acting spiritually, but the words that he speaks, he's sowing seeds of evil in his heart. And he deceives his own heart. Why is that? Because his heart has to follow the law. And the law is this. It will produce of itself whatever seed you put in it. So the guy's acting spiritual up here, but he's saying things out of his mouth. Those things are descending into the heart, which is the ground that the seed's going to grow out of, and he's deceiving it. Because the heart has to produce the seed that you put in it. Do you understand? It's a law. This is dirt. This has to produce the seed that I put in it. It can't say, whoa, that's an onion. I don't like onions. I ain't growing no pepper. I ain't growing no zucchini. Get that away from me. No. It's got nothing to do with it. It does its job, and its job is to bring forth fruit of itself. You understand? Same with the heart. The heart will bring forth fruit of itself. Now, it can't say, don't put that seed in there. It can't say that. That's not its job. If you put a good seed in your heart, it has to what?
Produce.
If you put a bad seed in your heart, it has to what? You understand? And that's what people don't get. They don't get it. The heart produces of itself what you plant in it. That's the way God designed it. Whether you like it or not, that's the way the law works. That's the way God designed it. So if you're walking around and you're saying stupid things, you may just say, I'm saying stupid things. But guess what? Them stupid things start to get down into your heart. You did all you needed to do. Because sooner or later, you know what's going to happen? It's going to spring forth the blade. And it's going to bring forth fruit. And you know what kind of fruit it's going to be?
Stupid.
It's going to be stupid fruit. Got it? That's the way it works. And that's why, what you got to understand, these are immutable laws. They're unchanging. They work for good. Once we understand them, we can utilize them. And God can bless us. And we can have good fruit in our lives. And we could stop saying dumb things. We could stop planting dumb things in the soil of our heart. Because our heart don't know no different. It's deceived. If we don't bridle our tongue. Our heart's job is to produce what we plant in it. It's not to argue about it. It's to produce what we plant in it. Now this is to argue about it. You understand? But our heart's job is to produce. For with the heart, man, what? Believeth. Okay? And if you get that, then perhaps when you're tempted to say something stupid, don't do it. Because I don't know about you, but I don't need to say things stupid because I don't want to become more stupider. Right? That's why when we speak words, we want to speak God's word. Because you never can go wrong speaking God's word. When you spoke God's word to that woman, no matter what that woman thought, guess what? Angels were clapping. They were cheering you on. You never go wrong speaking God's word. And even if that person don't get blessed, you'll get blessed. And that blessing will just bounce around. Somebody else will get blessed. Because the word never returns void. And I got news for you. The Bible says God's eyes wander to and fro throughout all of the earth, looking for someone that he can show himself strong for on their behalf. He's just waiting. He's just looking for someone who's going to step up and speak his word. He's just, I'm going to be there and I'm going to back it up. That's what God does. That makes God happy. So, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Speak life. What kind of seed you want to plant?
Good seed.
You get it? Watch what you say. Because there's laws involved. Now, you may not believe in the law of gravity. And that's okay. But I got news for you. Whether you believe in the law of gravity or not, you go up on the roof, you step off, you're going to go splat. And you go wake up in the emergency room and say, I don't believe in the law of gravity. And go do it again. God sets up laws. Whether you believe it works this way or not, that's okay. But your life will bear the fruit of the seeds you plant in your heart, whether you believe it or not. You may not believe in Jesus Christ, but you want to know something? That ain't going to stop him from coming back again. And when he comes back again to gather his church, you won't be surprised. See, your unbelief's not going to stop that. Your unbelief can stop certain things. It can stop you from being kind. It can stop you from being forgiving. It can stop you from believing in Christ. But your unbelief can't stop certain things. It can't stop the kingdom of God coming. Can't stop heaven. Can't stop the Lord Jesus Christ coming back. And a whole bunch of other things it can't stop. So we want to line up with the word so that we plant good seed and we can have good what?
Fruit.
That's what we want, right? Amen.